This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers, as you all know that we are living in a time where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that fitan will be a lot. Having control over your family is reducing. Having control over your iman is reducing. We are surrounded by fitan from every angle and dimensions. But alhamdulillah, 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 Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not leave this life without leaving for us something in which if we are to hold upon it, we will never go astray. You shouldn't worry at all. And Iwallah, this is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we happen to be the last nation. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum mufuna sab'ina ummatan min al-umam, Antum akramuha khayruha wa akramuha ala Allah. He said, you are the completion of 70 nations created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, you are the best and the most nobler in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the righteous predecessors, he says, وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي شَرَفًا وَعِزَّةً وَكِتُّ بِأَخْمُصِي أَطَعُ الثُّرَيَّةً دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي وَأَنْ صَيَّرْتَ أَحْمَدَ لِي نَبِيَّةً. He said, one of the things that is making me so honored and I feel so respected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ibadi, I'm also part of this people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating to. And he said, apart from this, to remember that I'm also part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a blessing. Iwallah. There is no blessing after Islam that is better than you being part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man, subhanallah, sacrificed his life. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ukhiftu fillah wa ma yukhafu ahad." He said there was a time when I was almost the only one who was placed in a state of fear in Makkah, and there was nobody in this situation. He said, the Meccans, they put me into this trouble. You know the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah, and then he had to leave to Medina. He did not want to go. That's why when he left Makkah, he looked at the place, Makkah again, he cried a lot. He said, if not because of the fact that your people are taking me out of this place, I will never go. And these people, the criminals, did not leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relaxed. They followed him in Medina also. They fought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many battles. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was patient, holding upon his breath. And this is all because of you, Iwallah, so that Islam would reach us peacefully. What we are enjoying now is the result of the effort that was made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the least you can do is to make sure that you don't go against that which is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to remember him by saying salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever his name is being mentioned. Concerning these fitan that are going around us nowadays, everyone knows that we are living at a time which is near to the Day of Judgment. 1,400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ 1,400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hour is very near. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the same thing, that اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ أَجَلُهُمْ. But unfortunately, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rather than reflecting and coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we kept on increasing in none other than the dunya. So how to survive in this time of ours? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summarized that for us in the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah. I do believe most of us, if not all of us, know this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Irbad ibn Sariyah said, وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة. He said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us a very powerful nasiha. And subhanallah, those were the people of reflection. When they see the way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking to them, they understood that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is somehow saying farewell to them. SubhanAllah, that's the best teacher. The Prophet ﷺ teaches you in the way you can have an indication towards that which the Prophet ﷺ is heading to. As Muawiyah said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَطُّ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Muawiyah al-Hakam, he says, Wallahi, I have never saw a mu'allim, a teacher, that is similar to the Prophet ﷺ, before him or after the Prophet ﷺ. If you study the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will definitely confirm this statement. So he gave them that powerful nasiha, and these are the nusuh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially when he is giving the khutbah, they mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا, because he went to the heavens in the event of Isra wal Mi'raj, and he saw what he saw. He says, Wallahi, Yuhannas, لو تعلمون ما أعلم. He says, Wallahi, if you were to know what I knew, and if you were to see what I saw, لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. That is no joke when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why whenever he speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see the seriousness on the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talk about the dunya matters, we joke, no problem. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to be very serious. And that was the attitude of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is manifested in this hadith narrated by Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah. He says, مَوْعِظَةً بَلِيغًا وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ. The heart of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were shocked by that powerful statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَرَفَتْ مِلْهَا الْعَيُونَ, because when the heart reflects, the eyes also is going to reflect. So they cry a lot. They said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِذَةُ مُوَدِّعٍ فَأُوْسِنَا. They said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, we do understand from this nasiha that you are giving, that you are saying farewell to us, that you are living this life. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, please tell us something that we are supposed to be doing after you in order to pass the test in this dunya, which can help us to pass the test in the Akhirah. They said, فَأَوْسِنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, tell us something that we will be holding upon in order to pass the test. قَالَ أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. The first wasiyah given to them by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the biggest wasiyah, al-wasiyah to بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. And this is taken from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the wasiyah that he had given to the people who came before us, and you guys, referring to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to fear Allah. The source of success in this life and in the hereafter is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Surah Al-Araf by Allah and ponder and focus so much, especially on the first part of it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the stories of those prophets, all the way down until the end of the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a very nice conclusion that emphasized on this matter that I'm talking about, the matter of taqwa. All of them have been destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of them succeeded. None of them managed to escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none of them escape. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. None of them escape and pass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peacefully. They are gone, all of them, in variety types of punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala level on them. He says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not oppress them, but they are the one who oppress themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the series of the mentions of these prophets, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring back to those stories, he says, had those people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fear him, they have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we promise to send down for them barakatim min as-sama'i wal ard. Iwallah, my dear brothers, there is no way for you to get the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless if you are amongst the muttaqeen. The Prophet made it very clear. He said, فَإِنَّ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُنَادُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. He said, you should know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and don't forget, Allah has everything. Everything is controlled by Him. He said, لَا يُنَادُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. And don't you ever be deceived by what you see, you know, from the criminals, they got a lot. No, we're talking about the real richness here, which is the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in that risk. For those people who are not doing the right thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the barakah, will give them in abundance. And this is what we call al-istidraj. Inna allaha yumhil wa la yuhmil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave respite to the people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see a person, you know, getting the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately, he's still insisting to commit the sins which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to, you should know that that blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is istidraj, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him respite. Up to the moment that he thinks that everything is okay, because punishment that comes from the place where you never expect to be punished is harsher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَوَ أَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Do the people of the city, you know, remain in a state of peace, and they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not visit them in the morning while they are sleeping? Because at that time, nobody is expecting any punishment. Some of these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, visit them in the early morning. Some of them in the evening, where they are about to go and rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala visit them with the punishment. So taqwa is asasu kulli khair. What is taqwa? It's very simple. To do that which Allah asks you to do, and to stay away from what He doesn't like. It's as simple as this. Don't go to any complicated definition. Taqwa means to do that which you're told to do in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do, and to stay away from evil doings. So he says, أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَ. And also to make sure that you obey those who are placed in your authority, the leaders. Allah, living in the time of ours, we understand the value of following the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. Because he knows that the Ummah will be receiving from time to time corrupt leaders. We have witnessed this in the history, in our time. You know, wherever you go, the Ummah is tested from time to time. How to manage the affairs, how to behave. The Prophet ﷺ told us the best of manahij. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we do have our swords and we do have our weapons. Why can't we go and fight them? The Prophet ﷺ said, No, ma aqamu fikum as-salah. As long as they let you pray, the prayer is still being established, nobody is allowed to do that. He said, Be patient, observe patience. He said, you will see a lot of things which are going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your job is to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do, because without obedience, how do you expect your leader to succeed? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you obey, unless if you are commanded to go against Allah, then you shouldn't. But his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is between him and Allah. And Allah is going to ask you about what he told you to do in relationship with your leaders. He said, give them their right. And if they don't give you yours, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take your right from them. But then go and fight, because it's bringing chaos. And I guess whoever is living in our time can understand the value of this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِي. Even if the one who is leading you is a slave, just obey. As long as this person is your leader, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the maslaha for the nation is to listen and obey. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fix their affairs. Imam Ahmad was reported to have said that if he has a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him to make dua for himself, and he knows that this dua is confirmed to be accepted, he said he will dedicate that dua for a leader to be righteous. You Allah, if a leader is righteous, you will see the reflection of that in the Ummah. My best example that I always mention is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. In the middle of the high corruption, which nobody expects change to take place at that moment, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Ummah with somebody who knows what to do. Within the period of 2 years, he managed to cleanse the community from all the evils. 2 years he lived with them. The corruption was at its peak. But that man managed within the 2 years to do the right thing. And what did he follow? Nothing except that wasiyah given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is given a long life among you is going to see a lot of differences and deviation and division among the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many sects and groups do we have nowadays? Countless number of them. We hate each other. And sometimes even the aqidah is the same, you know, almost everything is the same. Just one issue of fiqh that you differ with your brother, sometimes he doesn't even want to say salam to you. Wallahi, what kind of nation is this? I witness the people you differ from them in mas'ala fiqhiyya. We're not talking about mas'ala aqidiyya, mas'ala fiqhiyya. This is a fiqh matter, which was there since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to have these differences. We will never be equal. If you try to close these differences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَلُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ, you cannot. It has been there and will remain until the day of judgment. My job and your job, since the truth is one, is to go to my brother peacefully, sit with him, explain to him, try to guide him, rather than cutting off all the ties between me and him. Our enemy is there just laughing at us. That wasn't practiced by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should be very careful. Unity is essential. Unity is essential. You see, in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ. He talks to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers. He says, you have to prepare, because the enemies will never relax. You bringing the truth, you are threatening them. They will never relax. They will come and fight you wherever you are. He said, as such, get ready for that. He said, prepare what you can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the preparation according to his capability. Subhanallah. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. You prepare what you can do. The rest is Allah's job. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the battle, never lost a battle. And if you look at the battles that were done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of them always the Muslims are equal to the enemies. In terms of preparation, we're way lower than them. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never lost a battle. Why was that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do his part, which is to prepare whatever he can, and the rest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do. In the battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up one hand of sand and he threw it to the kuffar. He said, Shahatul wujuh. How big is the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's very moderate. But when he threw that, and there were around 1,000 of them, there was nobody among them except that his eyes was full of dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. He said, you are not the one who threw. You know, Allah commanded him to take it and throw. But who did the throwing actually? Allah. He says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread it and make it more than the way it is, in a way it was sufficient to reach everyone. You know, after all of this preparation, it is so interesting. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, he says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. He said, obey Allah and obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and do not engage in conflicts amongst yourself. Because if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will fail in your mission. وَتَذْهَبَ رِحُكُمْ, and your strength will be taken away from you. وَاصْبِرُوا, be patient. Nowadays, nations, when they want to succeed, what do? They come together. They have a lot of differences in terms of affiliation and religion, but they come together to face something. At the same time, your Muslim brother will be in trouble, and then somebody will say that, yeah, because of this and this, that's why he's in trouble. Are they doing this? No, they are not doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. He said, those people, the enemies, you know, he says, they are cooperating with each other. He says, if you are not to unite yourself, they unite themselves. If you don't unite yourself, you will be in trouble. So we have to fix this. Unity is necessary. If your brother is wrong, you should go and remind him, this is our job. You shouldn't stay away from him and cut all the ties. When do you think he will learn? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. You will see a lot of sects and divisions amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what to do when this time come around? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. I will deal with this inshallah in the second part of the khutbah. أَقُولَ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم given us a way out. When this time come around, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. He said, hold upon my sunnah. Hold upon my sunnah. What is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The authentic narrations by the companions about the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to live his life. Alhamdulillah, thanks to our scholars, they did not sleep until they go around the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and compiled everything for us. We're told that one of them went to Sham from Medina, Jabir bin Abdullah, to Abdullah bin Unais. He spent 1 month just to confirm a hadith. That's how serious were those generations. Baqi ibn Makhlad, he went all the way to Imam Ahmad. Some people are saying around 4,000 kilometers to go and narrate a hadith from this scholar. Go and read about the rahalat of the scholars, their travels, going around the world trying to make sure that the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has been compiled. I remember one of the Orientalists long ago, during the time of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, you know, when the government got him and they were about to execute him. He was one of those people who are the spies of others in the Muslim territories. So the authority got him. They're about to execute him. He told them, wait a minute, you're just wasting your time, because I have written not less than 1,000 hadith which are from me, and I spread them amongst the Muslim communities. He said, you're just wasting your time. Whether you kill or you don't kill, my mission is accomplished. Subhanallah. That scholar who was there, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he looked at him and he told him, oh, actually you are the one who wasted his time. He said, those hadiths that you put in the Muslim community, يَعِيشُ لَهَا الْجِهَابِذَا. He said, there are scholars who are there not sleeping day and night trying to trace those hadiths which people like you put in the Muslim communities so that they can make people aware of them. He, Allah, they deserve our praise. That's why the scholar said, لَحُومُ الْعُلَمَاءِ مَسْمُومَ مَنْ شَمَّهَا مَرِدْ وَمَنْ أَكَلَهَا مَاتْ. They said the flesh of a scholar is poisonous. And we have to be aware of this, because we hear a lot of curses to our scholars, our predecessors, people who you will never see somebody like them in this time of ours. And this is one of the masaib that can happen to a nation if we have nothing to do except to curse our scholars. Those people who did not sleep to make sure that the pure religion reach us. So a scholar said, لُحُومُ الْعُلَمَاءِ مَسْمُومَةِ. The flesh of a scholar is poisonous. مَنْ شَمَّهَا مَرِدْ. If you smell it, you will be sick. وَمَنْ أَكَلَهَا مَاتْ. If you are to eat it, you will die. Imam al-Dhahabi was narrating the story of Makki bin Abi Talib. Subhanallah, somebody was disrespecting him in the masajid, you know, and everywhere. And subhanallah, we have heard a lot of these stories. And this is the reflection of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that hadith al-Qudsi, the saying of Allah, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That person disrespected Makki bin Abi Talib in the presence of others on the road. He raised up his hand and said, Ya Allah, I have been troubled with this person. And I tried to convince him, I tried to make him happy, but he doesn't want to get convinced. Ya Allah, I leave you with him. Wallahi, they said, that man did not move from his position. Read the book written by Imam al-Dhahabi, Sir Alam al-Nubala. You see a lot of this, so that you will understand what Imam Ahmad was talking about when he says, لُحُومُ الْعُلَمَاءِ مَسْمُومَةِ. Touching the flesh of a scholar is really dangerous. Because those one, if they fear Allah, they are the closest people to Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The real person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst his slaves are the scholars. And he says, if you are to hate my wali, you are waging war against me. Who is saying this? Allah Rabbul Alameen. So he says, وَعَادَةُ اللَّهِ فِي هَتْكِ أَسْتَارِ مُنْتَقِسِهِمْ مَعْلُومَةً. And the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to destroying and tarnishing the image of somebody who is belittling the scholars is known in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, the only solution and the path to success for you and I and everyone, wallahi, is none other than holding upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik said, As-sunnatu safinatu nuh. Please remember this all the time. He said, sunnah is equal to the ship built by Nuh alayhi salam. Man rakibaha naja, وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا غَرِقْ. Whoever goes inside was the only one who succeeded and passed. And whoever remained behind kept destroyed and died. Sufyan al-Thawri says, إِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا تَحُكَّ رَأْسَكَ إِلَّا بِأَثَرْ فَفَعَلْ. He said, in this life, if you can make your life all about following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even when you are scratching your head, if you can try to make sure that you're doing it based on the sunnah, do it. Allah says, وَإِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Only through following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam you can get guidance. You want to succeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُوا. The scholar said, وَالْفِعْلُ مِنْهُ. إن يكن في العادة في اكتفاء نهجه السعادة وهو لمقتضى الجواز يقتضي فحسبنا منه الرضا بما رضي. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, even if it is part of his cultural practices, if you want to succeed, you have to hold upon that. Because there are matters which were done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is not part of the deen or ibadah, but this is part of his cultural practices. This is his choice. The scholars said, you should follow that one also because he is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his choices. He says, it shows permissibility, whatever he does. But it should be enough for every Muslim, that which is enough for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear brothers and sisters, take this as a serious matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai al-rashidin min ba'di. He says, take and hold upon my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafai al-rashidin. عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. He says, hold upon it. No matter what, don't stay away from the sunnah. If there is anything to be compromised, it shouldn't be the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Muhammad says, وَإِذَا دُعِيتَ لِبِدْعَةٍ أَوْ رِيبَةٍ فَهْرُبْ بِدِينِكَ آخِرَ الْبُلْدَانِ فَالدِّينُ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِهِ فَضَيَاعُهُ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْخُسْرَانِ. If somebody invites you to tilt from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, run away from that place. Even if that can take you to go to the last part of the world, he says, you should know that religion is the capital you have. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِهِ فَضَيَاعُهُ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْخُسْرَانِ. The real loss is to lose the religion. So the Prophet ﷺ said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةُ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ, and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, which is based on the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I warn you from doing any innovated matter. Innovation is to introduce something in the deen which is not part of it. It's as simple as this. Introducing something that you claim this is part of the deen, but it is not part of it. Even if you see it as something good. When it comes to the religious matters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَكِلُوهُ إِلَيَّ. Leave it with me, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. We are supposed to follow, not to bring our own version. Just remember this, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called you on the day of judgment, he will ask you about that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa brought to you. If you're not doing it according to what he says, the person will be in trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized the success. He says, if you want the meeting between me and you to be perfect and to be the best meeting that you ever had, he says, make sure that your amal is amal as-salih. What is an amal as-salih? The one that you do it sincerely for the sake of Allah and according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, I really urge each and every one of us to make sure that this is your manhaj in haya until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you ever do something in this life without knowing the source for this from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and whether it is halal or haram. If it is halal, go for it. If it is haram, be patient. Life on earth is temporary. Sooner we will be going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will appreciate your patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq in this dunya and the akhirah. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا. اللهم أصلح ولاة ماليزيا. اللهم أصلح رؤساء ماليزيا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.